Okay.
Yudhe
Eurasian Vave. Eurasian Vave. Vave, Eurasian 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 Vave. To the east of us stands Raphael, the angel of the morning, extending his wings above, below, and all around, bringing the breath of the morning and inspiration to us. To south of us stands Michael, the angel who is like God, extending his wings above, below, and all around, bringing the blessing of the sun at noon. To west of us stands Gabriel, the great purifying angel who is strong. He extends his wings above, below, and all around, and brings the blessing of the deep waters. To north of us stands Uriel, the light of God that shines in darkness, that accompanies us through the days and the nights of our lives. He extends his wings above, below, and all around, and blesses us with the gift of transmutation. Now, standing or sitting, we will together perform the Kabbalistic cross. And we begin this exercise by first of all noticing our body's contact with the ground, whether through our feet or through our sitting posture. We relax our shoulders and the long muscles of the back and feel our spine extending upwards into space. We pay attention to the central axis of the body. Letting that axis hold us. Taking this fundamental posture of standing or sitting between earth and heaven. If we're standing, have your knees slightly bent so they're not locked. And just relaxing the muscles, letting the bony structure of the body hold the body. Relaxing into your physicality, into your asymmetry. And just standing and sitting and breathing. And above the head, sense or visualize a sphere of diamond white light. Just beneath you, beneath your feet, or beneath where you're sitting. Sense a sphere that is the earth sphere, that is black and brown and deep green. Right at the center of your body, around the diaphragm and the solar plexus, sense or visualize a sphere of golden light, the inner sun. Feel the diamond white light above your head, the earth sphere just beneath you, the inner sun right in the middle of you. At your right shoulder, sense a sphere of bright red light. This is Gevura, the sphere of severity and clarity. At your left shoulder, sense or visualize a sphere of deep blue light. This is Gedula, the sphere of love and mercy. So sense the sphere above your head, the sphere beneath you, the sphere at your center, the sphere at your right shoulder, the sphere at your left shoulder. So this practice of the Kabbalistic cross brings the light down to the earth sphere, balances love and mercy, and then centers us in the inner heart, the inner sun. So taking your dominant hand, touch your hand to your forehead and chant with me Ate. Ate. Bring your hand down the body to the solar plexus, pointing downwards. Bring the light down to the earth sphere and chant Malchut. Malgu. Right shoulder, Vegevura. Vegevura. Left shoulder, Vegedula. Vegedula. Center, Le'olam, Amen. Le'olam, Amen. Again. Ade. Stand and sit and breathe, feeling the effect of the exercise on the body. Well, now we will move on to the practice of the middle pillar. So first of all, return to the sphere at the top of the head, visualizing it as a sphere of brilliant diamond white light. This is Keter, the crown of creation. This is the pure spirit. And here we'll chant four times together the name E'aye, which means I am that I am, and I will be. E'aye. Visualize a pillar of light coming down to the level of the throat, where it becomes a sphere of smoky grey violet light. This is the art, the sphere of mystery, the knowing of not knowing, the energy of generation and creation. And here we chant Yud He Vav He Elohim. 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 Yud He Elohim, Yod He Vav He Elohim. And now we follow the pillar down to Tiferet, the inner sun in the middle of the body, between left and right, between up and down. And here we chant Yud He Vav He Aloha Vadat, the presence of the divine in the known, my God. Yud He Vav He Aloha Vadat, Yud He Vav He Aloha Vadat, Yud He Vav He Aloha Vadat, Yud He Vav He Aloha Vadat. We follow the pillar down now into the pelvis, where it becomes a sphere of greens and blues and silver, like the moon. This is the sphere of Yesod, the foundation of life. And here we chant Shaddai El Chai, the almighty living power, the almighty power of life. Shaddai El Chai, 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 Shaddai El Chai. Now we follow the pillar down into the ground just beneath our feet or beneath our seat as we're sitting, to the earth sphere, Malchut, the kingdom of the living earth, the kingdom of the living flesh. And here we chant Adonai Haaretz, the sovereignty of the living earth. Adonai Haaretz, Adonai Haaretz, Adonai Haaretz, Adonai Haaretz, Adonai Haaretz. And just feel the middle pillar and feel the different qualities of the spheres. Feel the magnetic power of Malchut. It's earthing and grounding energy. Feel the vitality of Yesod. Feel the warmth and inner fire of Tiferet. Feel the mystery of the art and the power and stillness of Keter. And now we perform the circulation of the light. So for breathing in, you center your attention in Keter. Breathing out, you send the white light of Keter down the front of the body, down into Malchut. As you breathe in, you bring the light up from Malchut, up the back of the body, to Keter. Breathing out again, you let the light fountain for waterfall down to the front of the body. Just in a continuous sequence. So we'll just do this for 6 or 7 times, just quietly together. So breathe in, center in Keter. Breathe out, circulate the light. Breathe in, bring the light up. Breathe out, circulate the light downwards. Then as you complete the circulation, just stand for a moment, noticing the effect on body and mind, the heart. And next we circulate the light from left to right. Breathe in, you center your attention in Ketta. Breathe out, you send the light down the left side of the body. Breathing in, you bring the light up the right side of the body. Again in a continuous sequence. Then doing it 6 or 7 times. And as you complete the sequence, just standing for a moment, just breathing. Again, noticing the effect of circulating the light through the left and the right-hand sides of the body. Now coming to the final circulation exercise, which is the fountain. Now here, as we begin by breathing in and breathing out while sinking of attention into the earth sphere, Malchut. Then when we breathe in, we feel the attraction of Keta and let the light ascend through the middle pillar, through Yesod and Tiferet and Da'at to Keta. And then on an out-breath, we let the light fountain in all directions so that it returns down into Malchut. As we breathe in and out again, we center the energy in Malchut, going more deeply into it. And then on an in-breath, we bring the light up to Keta. On an out-breath, we fountain the light downwards before again breathing in and out and centering in Malchut. Again, doing this exercise 6 or 7 times. Or if it feels a bit much, just resting. If it feels like even 1 or 2 is enough. Trust your own psychophysical system. When you complete the cycle, just standing for a moment, or sitting, breathing, noticing the effect of the exercise. And then if you're standing in your own time, just gradually sit down. Now, having balanced and aligned the bodies and the energetic system, we sink inwards and downwards into the deep body, into the deep world. As we hear these words, now do I descend into the inner sea, whose waters rise and fall within my soul. Let the inner elements be subdued and still, as I immerse myself within the living waters, and emerging therefrom, unfold from latent stress to potent image, the symbol of the sanctuary of the living flame. Now do I descend into the inner sea, whose waters rise and fall within my soul. Let the inner elements be subdued and still, as I immerse myself within the living waters, and unfold from latent stress to potent image, the symbol of the sanctuary of the living flame. Now do I descend into the inner sea, whose waters rise and fall within my soul. Let the inner elements be subdued and still, as I immerse myself within the living waters, and emerging therefrom, unfold from latent stress to potent image, the symbol of the sanctuary of the living flame. Feel yourself sinking downwards into the deep waters, losing form and shape. And as we sink into the deep, becoming aware of a shape that is simultaneously around us and holding us, and right at the center of our being. This is the image of the sphere that is a cube, the cube that is a sphere. Feel its form attracting your attention, feeling sphereness and cubeness, both within you and around you. And feel yourself moving with this form, as if rising up from the deep places of the waters, even as the lotus that rises up to blossom. Coming from the deep interconnected root structure, rising out of mystery into form, like the blossoming of a flower. So feeling the sanctuary of the living flame, acquiring shape and texture and form. And as it does, we find ourselves standing in a domed four-square chamber with a crypt beneath us. We are standing at an altar, and on the altar is the image of the mandala of Yod-Heh-Shin-Vav-Heh. At the center of the mandala is the letter Shin as a triple flame, burning with red fire. And at the apex of the dome above us, there is another letter Shin in pure white light. In front of us is a stained glass window with a winged man. A winged human being who holds the letter Vav. On our right side, there is a stained glass window of a winged lion who holds the letter Yud. On our left side, there is a stained glass window of a winged bull who holds the second letter He. And behind us, there is the image, the stained glass image of a white eagle who holds the first letter He. Place your hands upon the altar. Feel the four holy creatures in the stained glass windows. The human being, the lion, the eagle, the bull. Contemplate the red Shin on the altar and the white Shin in the dome. And as you do this, it is as if the letters of the name come into you. The Shin above your head descends to touch the crown of your head. The letter Yud comes into your head. The first letter He frames itself around your shoulders and chest. The letter Vav appears in your heart and extends itself down into the pelvis. Where the second letter He appears, cradling your hips and legs. You are the living name, Yud He Shin Vav He. You are the vertical pillar that upholds the worlds. You are the mysterious breath, the Ruach HaKodesh, that creates new life, new possibilities. Turning from the altar, you step behind you, where you see the entrance to the crypt, a flight of steps going down into the earth. And as the worker with the name, who brings the living qualities of Yud He Shin Vav He, the qualities of the stillness of being, the qualities of the inspiring and holy breath, you descend into the deep, step by step. till you come to an ancient wooden dome with the image of a great serpent upon it, which comes to life as you approach the dome. So this is the doorway into the deep, a place the Egyptians called the Duat. And if you wish to proceed, you must step through the serpent or engage with the serpent as it comes to life and looks at you. You look at the serpent and the serpent looks at you. Be aware that you stand held by the tree in the name. Be aware that you stand as a worker of light, as a servant of the creative will of the universe. Trust how that will moves in you and step through the door with and through the serpent. And in the stepping through, be in the crypt, be in the underneath. Contemplate the play of the opposites. Contemplate the beings and the presences that come to meet you here. Let the light of the name shine through you. Feel your identity as one who holds the worlds in balance. Feel the presence of the Kabbalistic cross. Feel the great flowing energies of the middle pillar. Feel the presence of the name. Feel that alignment with the deep will and the deep creativity and the great compassion of the Holy One. Let that come through you to touch all you meet. Working with compassion and clarity, with love and mercy, with severity and judgment. bring light and blessing to the crypt of the first hour. And as you do so, hearing a chant arising in the deep, very quiet, but constant. You you. Shri.